Maryland says he has a plan to spark the local electric vehicle movement. Jessica Gould reports.
They say if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And if you're an electric vehicle activist like Bob Bruninga, everything looks like a charger.
The electric grid is everywhere.
So, he says, are outlets.
You plug it in at home, you plug it in at grandma's, you plug it in at work, wherever there's a standard 115-volt outlet.
Bruninga is meeting with business owners in Annapolis to see if they're willing to let people plug into their outdoor outlets for a fee.
I'm trying to convince them to just hang the sign that says electric vehicle charging, see the front desk, or pay on exit, or contact Joe in accounting for your monthly pass.
O'Callaghan Hotel manager Leslie Pattison says she didn't realize it was possible for people to charge their cars in her parking lot.
Well, he basically came in and pointed out to me that I had an outlet.
Now she's ready to participate.
We're doing our very best to put in and implement as much of a green policy as we can.
Not everyone is a fan of Bruninga's plan, though. Michael Farkas is CEO of Car Charging Group, which sells charging stations. He says electric vehicle battery sizes vary by manufacturer, and the cost of electricity changes by state and time of day. Charging stations take those factors into account, while Bruninga's plan doesn't.
Without having a smart charging station in the middle of that, it becomes a cost for the property owner and a freebie for the car owner.
Bruninga says he supports the kinds of chargers Farkas sells, which pump electricity into cars much more quickly than regular outlets.
Everybody needs that fast charger for that safety net.
But he says his plan would work for people parked overnight in hotels or all day in parking lots who want to charge up a bit while they sleep or work. And he says most electric vehicle owners are happy to pay for the service, which costs a lot less than filling a tank with gas.
I don't want free electricity. I want to be able to pay so that I can make it home.
He'll even hammer the sign himself. It's an outlet for his creativity. I'm Jessica Gould.